I observed, it seems like English is okay for most of the audience, so maybe it is maybe easier for me to present because my presentation was written by in English. In case you don't understand, you can raise your hand and I can parlo italiano. Okay, let me introduce the current market. Mr. Miao already introduced the Chinese cinema market. This is more graphic. As of June 30th, the current cinemas are 4,093, and the screen count is 20,646. I believe by end of this year, this number can increase to another 10-20%. Yeah. And the box office has grown tremendously in the past 5 years. You can see from the 2007, we have only 0.42 million pounds, a million euros up to this year. I think by end of 2014, it's going to be 3 billion euro for sure. Lumiere, the company founded by my wife and I, so we founded in 2008. Currently, we have 16 cinemas with 156 screens. So by end of this year, we should have reached 20 cinemas and at least 200 some screens in over 15 cities. Currently, we hold a nationwide cinema operating license, nationwide circuit license, and also film distribution license, which is very important doing cinema business in China. So geometrically, nationwide locations, we are all over the place, mainly in the center of China. Also, we are still expanding. Next year, we should have another between 8 to 12 cinemas going to be built in throughout China. We are doing very new, very high-tech cinemas in China. Once we start building our cinemas, we are identified ourselves with first lifestyle, with high-tech, with all the advanced technologies in our market, in our cinemas. The designs, I know all the Italians are very artistic, creative. We do our cinemas, we each cinemas are designed differently. We trying to fit into the shopping market, so it is very appealing. Stylish. Technical-wise, you know, we have IMAX, Real D, all the advanced technologies. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. Innovation is very unique to Lumiere Cinemas. We started using almost all the advanced technologies are initiated, are first used in Lumiere Cinemas. I haven't seen the Atmos. Is that Atmos in Italy? There's a new sound system created by Dolby. We learned the first commercial installation in the world, not only in U.S., in the world, is in our Chengdu cinema, Chengdu Raffles City cinema. So we are really advanced in technologies, and this year we built the full sphere sound, meaning in our auditoriums we have the we call it full sphere sound. You know, the sound not only surround but also from your top, And we have also created geometry ceiling, so we can even out the energies to every corner of this cinema. See, so we wish you have opportunity to come into China and experience in our cinema. We also created the LED brand using all the advanced technologies available today, which is not only advanced in China, but leading the world by far. By creating those advanced cinemas also benefit us financially. As we mentioned, there's 20,000 some screens so far in China, but we are only 5% of the, actually 0.5% of the screen count in China. However, we have 1%, you know, between 0.8 to 1.2% revenues in China, which means we're doing very efficiently. We have a lot more revenues in as per seat in China. The company itself, we are also beginning to importing foreign movies starting next year. Actually, I watched this movie, Two Fifths of January, currently released in Rome. We are going to release this film in China very soon. We acquired this movie from Studio Gano. We are also looking forward to see if we can import in some Italian movies very soon. as mentioned, even China today have a good box office, a good increase of the screen count, but actually the good days is not yet, is yet to come. Give the example, okay. The last year, the moviegoers in China is only 600 million, which is about every, you know, China have about 1.2 billion population, so only half of them go to the movies. The annual movies showing our cinema is about 300. Last year in Taiwan, there's about 900 movies shown in the cinema. In Japan, there was about 1,100 movies showed in the cinema. But in our movie theaters, we only have 300. And among the 300, 54 are the foreign imported movies. So you can see it is a very little. In content-wise, we need there's a great potential to increase. And also China government promised to open up the market in 2017. Actually, the exact date is February the 18th. So we hope, we definitely hope the market going to go up with another big step. So there's a great potentials, as I mentioned, about every Chinese movie go by the population in China. So everyone only watched half or 0.5%, 0.5 times the movie each year. So if every Chinese or by the population watched one time, here's the example that you know, they only watched half or partial of the movie. So under that, our current box office revenue is 3 billion euros. So if they are, so if they watched, you know, another half times, so we can see the whole movie, which will double the current revenues. So watching sorry. So, you know, just one time, everyone watching in China, one time a year, then the revenue will reach $6 billion. Italian movies are not strangers to all the audience in China. You know, like in my childhood, we see the Bicycle Thieves and the Cinema Paradiso, La Postina. So those movies are really, really remarkable in China. In our training, our cinema trainings, all the new employee working in our company, they must watch one movie, which is Cinema Paradiso. So how to bring in Italian movies into China? So we need a liaison people. China has long history dealing with Italian liaisons. So of course, Matteo Ricci, Marco Polo, watch the next one. These two young men are the most hardworking Italians I have ever seen. They're working so hard, they have no holidays, almost no holidays, right? And so thanks to both of them, and we enjoy this event very much. And they also organized, on behalf of the ANICA, they organized a lot of film festivals in so far. And last year we hosted some of them. Andrea is extremely popular now in China.
Yeah.
So the liaison people are very, very important. So we are looking forward to seeing more Italian movies in China, for sure, and with their help, with all the liaison people. And
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.